South Central Human Service Center increasing transitional services. ATV crashes kill two brothers minutes apart near Eccleston. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. It was reported last week that Progress Incorporated would be closing their Bridgeport Transitional Living Home in Jamestown and consolidating staff and operation through the South Central Human Service Center. The decision comes as the group tries to expand outreach services and redesign transitional living services to better meet area residents' needs. Dan Kramer is the South Central Human Service Center director.
We've had up to this point two transitional living homes that we operate at South Central Human Service Centers, and one of them is a 15-bed and one is a 12-bed. We've had a fair amount of vacancy within both facilities for a while, and looking at resource and how to best serve the community, we've identified that we're going to reduce to one facility with 15 beds, which would allow us to free up approximately 10 staff that could serve a much broader range of folks in the community and really help them be successful with independent living in the community.
You can read more at newsdakota.com. Authorities say a North Dakota man was killed in an all-terrain vehicle crash while searching for his brother, who had died in a similar wreck minutes earlier. The Highway Patrol says the two crashes happened about 10 minutes apart Friday night near Eccleston. Authorities say each brother was driving an ATV to a farm. 43-year-old Kyle Foster of Arizona was the first to roll his four-wheeler into a slough. He died at the scene. His 47-year-old brother, Jeremy Foster of Fargo, made it to the farm and then began to retrace his route to find his brother. He lost control, rolling into a ditch, and died on the way to a hospital. And a highly publicized North Dakota Air National Guard flight to bring an infant's heart to a waiting transplant patient in California more than 30 years ago is set to be showcased in Fargo. The flight of the F-4 Phantom, a supersonic fighter, took place in December 1986 after a Learjet flown from California to Fargo to pick up the heart broke down in cold weather. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.